You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire. The Auckland regional fuel tax ended on the 30th of July that has been active since 2018 with the purported aim to ease cost of living pressures. The generated tax revenue was used for road safety initiatives and public transport infrastructure projects, including the Eastern Busway, new electric trains for the City Rail Link, and the redevelopment of the downtown ferry terminal. Without a fuel tax, the infrastructure funding will come from rates, which are unlikely to increase to recoup the loss of tax revenue. I spoke to senior lecturer in urban planning, Dr. Timothy Welch, about the short and long-term impact of the removal of the fuel tax. Christopher Luxton has said that the revenue was used for cycle lanes, red light cameras and speed humps. And do you think this is an accurate characterisation?
No, it's a pretty disingenuous characterisation of how the money was spent. There were a few million dollars spent out of that fund for those things, but the majority of the money went to huge projects like the Eastern Busway and new train cars for the City Rail Link that's coming up, and even $500 million towards safer roads across Auckland.
So if since the tax has been axed, where's the money for these kinds of infrastructure projects going to come from now?
Well, that's the big problem, is that there is no money. We don't have an easy, clear replacement for all that funding that's gone away. And that's essentially, almost half of the $1.5 billion that was projected over the 10-year lifespan of the tax. So the only way that we're really going to get that money back at a regional level is to increase rates, which is going to affect everybody in Auckland.
Consumption-based taxation is obviously inherently inequitable. So are there ways to lessen this burden on low-income earners?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on how you characterize it as equitable or not. So consumption-based taxes can be more equitable depending on how they're administered. But certainly, just a blanket rates increase can also be quite inequitable. So there are other ways of floating it. The government's talking about some form of a congestion tax. Of course, the details is what will matter there on how that affects people. But the reality is the 11.5 cents in fuel tax, even for the most high consumption vehicles, something like a Toyota Hilux, we're talking about maybe $2 a week for a heavy driver. Everyone else, a dollar or less. So it had a very little impact with a great big positive impact on the city.
Right. So obvious reason why tax on fuels are implemented is because of the decrease in emissions. So what do you think is going to be the long-term impact on Auckland's emissions?
Yeah, I mean, typically when we want to reduce emissions or reduce congestion, a fuel tax isn't really the best way to address that. So really a congestion tax would be ideal. We have good examples across the world of cities successfully implementing that, reducing congestion, reducing emissions, and producing quite a bit of revenue that can be used on improving the roads and also public transport. So that would be the ideal. But it really does come down to how that's implemented and how we ensure that people that are lower income aren't affected disproportionately to those that are higher income.
Right. And because there's going to be obviously a decrease in tax revenue and then flow on from that a decrease in the investment in infrastructure projects like in the public transport sector, what do you think the long-term impact of that is going to be just from a planning perspective?
Well, there were certainly investments planned that would help address the issue of growing congestion in the city. So right off the bat, drivers will be impacted. Even though they'll save a few pennies at the pump, they're going to face greater levels of congestion. Our roads are getting busier, and without the big projects that move people out of cars and onto public transport, walking and cycling, that congestion will continue to grow. We also are going to lose a lot of safety measures that were going to be implemented on the roads. So increased crashes have a large social cost, and they also delay traffic as they try to get clear for the morning rush or evening rush. So there's all kinds of impacts that can immediately or fairly quickly be felt by drivers, public transport users, and others in Auckland.
Right. So what do you think is the best way to transition out of fossil fuel dependence?
Well, certainly it's not really buying new cars. We've tried that, and that's a really slow approach to replace everything with EVs, but that's the typical government response. The best way to do it is to really bolster public transport and enhance our cycling network and our walking network and help build the city up, make it denser and less spread out. Those things have been proven to really reduce our reliance on vehicles, and they have all kinds of benefits for people in terms of health, in terms of social cohesion, and they're much beyond just the emission impacts. So that's really what we should be addressing, is how do we get more people on public transport, better public transport networks, better cycling networks, anything that moves us outside the car. And in the end, drivers will also benefit, as they'll have less traffic to compete with, and vehicle trips will be more efficient in the end as well.
Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing that I'd add is that there's this regional fuel tax was also a way for the city to have more control over how it invests in transport and infrastructure. And with the loss of this regional tax and the revenue that comes, more of the decision-making power returns to the national government. So everybody in Auckland will have less authority over where their transport infrastructure goes in the future. And that's too bad, because local knowledge and local desires on how that network develops are really important.
Right. Actually, on that, how do you think, what's the best way to get more local knowledge in government decision making?
That's a pretty big political question, but what we really need is a local control over our roads. We have some of that, but we need more control over that, more control over our decision-making process when it comes to transport infrastructure. And, of course, funding that can be spent at a local level rather than just a big pot of national money that gets distributed. So we need our regional authorities to have more power over how those dollars are spent and where, which would be really critical to kind of improving our network based on that local knowledge.
That was Senior Urban Planning Lecturer Timothy Welch on the removal of the Auckland Region fuel tax.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.